Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the subcommittee and the presenters for this interesting presentation. I have one small question, and that is whether somewhere in the book, because I don't think I saw it in this chapter, whether you make a comparison between tax incentive, or at least the effectiveness of tax incentives, and other factors, like, for instance, the pricing of the royalty that extractive industries pays to the government of state where the extractives are found. And I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on what Carlos said about the new proposals on the digitalization. Well, we should get rid of the word digitalization because apparently that affects many more sectors. But I think the work on Pillar 2 is advancing very fast at this moment. And one of the arguments given by the, let's say, the inclusive framework to include Pillar 2 is that it makes an end to tax incentives, which in their views are always inefficient or ineffective. So, and there's probably going to be a public consultation on Pillar 2 in November or December. So I would, apart from the question that Carlos rightfully raised, be interested if there are any preliminary views in the subcommittee on whether Pillar 2, whether there should be carves out in Pillar 2 as well to safeguard the application of tax incentives, and maybe as well whether the subcommittee considers submitting comments to the inclusive framework on Pillar 2 at that stage. Thank you.